After a day off yesterday, the state Senate's audit of Maricopa County ballots resumes today at Veterans Memorial Coliseum at the state fairgrounds. Workers have 2 weeks to get through the more than 2 million ballots before their lease runs out, although the Senate's liaison now says the count could go beyond May 14th. With me now, as he is every Monday during the legislative session, to talk about what to expect in the coming days at the legislature. And now we're expanding that to a couple of miles around the Capitol, as well as Howie Fisher of Capitol Media Services. Good morning, Howie.
Good morning. We may be done with this election audit by the 2022 election.
That would be nice. So, Howie, I want to start with something that is coming out just now. The governor making an announcement dealing with unemployment benefits. What can you tell us about that?
Yes. In general, under Arizona law and most states, you have to actually be out looking for work. And in fact, several years ago, the governor signed a bill that said if you don't find anything in your own field after about 4 weeks, you have to take pretty much anything. Well, what's happened is he's hearing complaints from the hotel industry, from the restaurant industry and others that they're having problems finding people to work because folks are collecting unemployment. Plus, you have the additional federal benefits. So he wants to, during COVID, he had suspended those work search requirements because you don't want people who have COVID out looking and going door to door. So he is going to desuspend those that order. And so as of now, you're going to have to go out and start looking for work, at least 4 job searches a week. And then after, I think it's 4 weeks, you have to take anything that pays you at least 20% more than you were getting in benefits. Well, given that you were getting the equivalent of $6 an hour in benefits, pretty much anything is going to qualify. And I think the belief is it will help some of the industries that need employment find employment from folks who'd say, "Yeah, I think I'll stay home for a while."
Right. And presumably folks will have to prove that they are out actually looking for work as well, right? There's got to be some kind of verification.
Oh, there's a whole documentation process. The Department of Economic Security is nothing if not full of bureaucracy and paperwork and everything else. So, yes, you're going to have to show that you were actually out looking in order to keep the benefits. Now, one question that remains is that 20% differential, does that just include the state benefits or does that include also the federal benefits? And we're still trying to figure that one out.
All right. So, Howie, let's move away from the Capitol a couple miles to the state fairgrounds where the audit is continuing today. What can you tell us about the time frame? I mean, we know the lease runs out on May 14th, but Ken Bennett, who is the Senate's liaison, is now saying that maybe they will take a little pause when the Coliseum is in use for graduations and then come back to it.
Well, he said two things. On one hand, he says we can just put everything aside because right now they're on the floor of the Veterans Memorial Coliseum, which is where all those high school students are going to be who need to go through their graduation. Now, can they just put it aside and secure it? Because that's really the issue. Or will they try to go ahead and continue to do some sort of search off in one of the wings, off in one of the hallways there? And that gets into a whole nother issue in terms of observers and everything else and how they're going to do it. I think they're still trying to figure it out. Obviously, they're still shooting for May 14th, but the issue of making it hard to say. They're adding a third shift. They're adding additional workers this morning. I think they recognize what's going on. Now, recognize this is only one part of the audit because what's next is sending out people to go door to door to certain precincts to find out, did you vote in the last election? How did you vote? That obviously has the concern of people in the Brennan Center who are saying, you know, at what point are we getting into voter intimidation? You know, you have a bunch of white folks showing up in a door in a minority neighborhood asking about folks voting. Does that cross the line into intimidation? Obviously, Cyber Ninjas is saying, no, we're doing everything we can. All of which brings me back to my original point is how quickly can we get this done? Because there are people like Senator Kelly Townsend who don't want to have the session close out until they get the full report back so they can make whatever change they need in the law. Well, now we're talking perhaps June, July. I mean, how long does it take to do all this? Right. And are we really prepared to have those lawmakers hanging around? Because no good comes from having legislators in session.
Right. Well, and, you know, even after they finish the audit, the report will take some amount of time to do as well. Howie, one of the big questions that continues to be asked is who is actually paying for all of this? Do we have any more clarity on that than we have had in the past?
Well, what we know is nobody wants to tell us. You know, the Senate allocated $150,000, and we know that's coming out of taxpayer money. We also know that a group called the America Project is trying to raise $2.8 million to help fund it. The really galling thing, I think, to a lot of folks is that the Twitter account being run by Ken Bennett. Now, remember, he's the Senate liaison appointed by Karen Fann to interface with the with cyber ninjas, is telling people to give to this America Project website. Now, they are what they call a 501c4. It's a social welfare organization, which means under state law and under IRS rules, they do not have to disclose their donors. So you have a lot of money, you know, over a million already, they say, collected, that's being laundered through this other site that we never get to find out. Now, there are people who are saying, well, what does it matter? Karen Fann's position has been, well, you don't want us to spend taxpayer money. What's wrong with getting outside money? Well, where money comes from matters. This is the legislature that just passed a law that says you can't take, counties can't take outside money to help do voter outreach and help run elections because they say it's important who funds this. Well, who is funding this? I mean, could this be funded by Vladimir Putin, for all we know, or the American Nazi Party? And wouldn't people want to know? But at this point, nobody is telling us, and nobody seems alarmed about the fact that they're laundering this. And all of my public records requests have come back of saying, we don't know what's going on. You know, we just assume Cyber Ninjas is collecting money from someone.
Right. And we assumed, I mean, a lot of folks assumed early on that $150,000, the money that the Senate had set aside, was not going to be sufficient. We will, I assume, hopefully at some point, maybe we will find out who's paying for this. But then again, as Howie, as you point out, maybe not. All right. We'll have to leave it there. Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. As always, Howie, thank you.
Well, someday I will go start digging through the finances and hopefully we'll find out. But it isn't me. I'm not paying for this.